This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
What's up, you badass motherfuckers? You're probably knee-deep in wedding planning right now.
Yeah.
And let's be real.
Absolutely.
That shit could be overwhelming AF.
Yeah. For sure.
But don't let all that Pinterest perfect bullshit make you think you got to spend a fortune to have an amazing wedding.
Right.
We're here to tell you straight up.
Yeah.
You can have a kick-ass wedding without going broke.
100%.
Today, we're doing a deep dive on wedding budgeting.
Yes, we are.
With some seriously smart tips we got from the Engaged AF podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So get ready to ditch the stress and plan a wedding that's...
Totally you.
Totally, yeah. No cookie-cutter bullshit here.
Nope.
Just real talk for real couples.
It's about spending smart. Yeah. And making sure your wedding is a reflection of what matters most to you two.
Right. So, like, before we even get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah.
We got to address the elephant in the room.
What's that?
The average Colorado wedding costs a whopping $34,000.
Yeah, I know.
That's insane.
It is.
We're here to tell you that that number doesn't have to define your wedding.
Not at all.
Absolutely not. It's all about prioritizing.
Prioritizing.
Deciding what really matters to you as a couple.
Yes.
And then allocating your budget accordingly.
Okay. So think about it like this.
Okay.
What do you want people to remember about your wedding day? What are your priorities?
Yeah. Like, what's going to make this day truly unforgettable for you guys?
Exactly. So let's break it down into, like,
okay,
the four F's.
Oh, the four F's. I love this.
Okay. So we've got family and friends.
Okay.
Food and drinks.
Uh-huh.
Fun and entertainment.
Yes.
And
hit me with it.
Forever memories.
Oh, forever memories. Love that. Okay, so let's say you're all about that party vibe.
Yeah.
You want to have like a raging dance floor and an open bar all night long.
For sure.
Then maybe you allocate more of your budget towards the DJ or the booze.
Absolutely.
But if you're more like me.
Yeah.
A total sentimental sap.
Oh.
You might want to prioritize photography and videography to capture all those precious moments.
Exactly. Because those memories are going to last a lifetime.
Exactly. They are. And speaking of priorities.
Yeah.
We cannot forget about the guest list.
Oh, my God. The guest list.
That plays a huge role in the overall cost of your wedding.
Q-G-E. More people equals more expenses.
It's simple math.
Period.
And let's be real for a second.
Please.
Cutting down that guest list can be brutal.
It can be tough.
It can be.
Right.
But it's also an opportunity to create a truly intimate and meaningful celebration.
Absolutely. And it's your day.
Yes, it is.
Not a family reunion.
Great.
You want to be surrounded by the people who truly matter most.
Your ride or dies.
Exactly. The ones who are going to be there for you through thick and thin.
Okay, so you've got your priorities straight.
Yep.
You've got your badass guest list narrowed down.
Check.
Now let's talk about the venue.
Ooh, the venue.
The place where the magic happens.
Right.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
You don't need some fancy schmancy ballroom to have an epic wedding.
No way.
Think outside the box. Get creative.
Parks, museums, breweries.
Oh my God, I love breweries.
Me too.
Even your friend's backyard.
It's all about the vibe.
The vibe. Exactly. And here's a little secret weapon.
Ooh.
Off-season weddings.
Oh yeah.
Getting hitched in January or February
could
save you a shit ton of cash.
So much money.
Like 15 to 20% on the venue alone.
It's true. Because venues are way more flexible during those slower months.
That's all about supply and demand, baby.
You got it.
And don't be afraid to haggle a little.
Negotiate.
Yes. Remember, they want your business.
They do.
So be upfront about your budget and what you're looking for.
Yeah, you might be surprised at what they're willing to offer.
Totally. Okay, so we've talked about the venue.
Yes.
Let's move on to another area where you can really save some dough.
Hit me.
DIY.
Oh, DIY. I love DIY.
DIY. You don't have to be Martha Stewart to add some personal touches to your wedding.
No way.
And thrift stores and online marketplaces are your best friends for finding unique and affordable decor.
Oh my God, yes. I found the coolest vintage glassware for my centerpieces at a thrift store for like a dollar a piece.
Shut up. No way.
I'm serious.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Pinterest is also a goldmine for DIY wedding inspiration.
Oh, yeah. Pinterest is your best friend when it comes to wedding planning.
For real.
Okay, so while DIY can be awesome.
It can.
There are a few things you should never skimp on.
Okay, like what?
Number one, your photographer.
Oh, my God, yes.
Those memories are going to last a lifetime.
Forever.
So invest in someone who can capture the raw emotion and beauty of your day.
I couldn't agree more.
And don't even think about skimping on the food.
Oh, hell no.
People might forget the decorations.
Maybe.
But they will remember if the food sucked.
Oh, yeah. They will remember a bad meal.
A bad meal, yes. And for your own sanity.
Yes.
Get a day of coordinator.
Oh, my God, a lifesaver.
Seriously. They're basically your wedding ninjas.
I love that.
Handling all the behind-the-scenes chaos.
All of it.
So you can actually relax and enjoy your day.
Seriously worth every penny.
Okay, now for a serious moment.
Okay, great.
Real talk time.
Hit me.
Avoid wedding debt like the plague.
Yes, please.
Do not start your marriage drowning in credit card bills.
It's not worth it.
Financial responsibility is key for a happy and successful future together.
It's so important to talk about finances openly and honestly with your partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Communication is everything.
100%.
So bottom line.
Bottom line.
You can have an unforgettable wedding.
The best wedding ever.
Without spending a fortune.
It's true.
It's about making choices that reflect your priorities.
Your values.
Your style. And
most importantly,
your love story.
Your unique love story.
Now here's a final thought for you to chew on.
I love this part.
If budget were no object.
Oh, okay.
What one thing would you splurge on for your wedding?
Oh, that's a good one.
So think about it.
Talk it over with your partner.
And make this wedding truly your own.
Yes. Make it the best day ever.
Cheers to that. And cheers to all you badass couples out there planning your dream weddings.
You got this.
We'll catch you in the next deep dive.
Keys out.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.